Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Investments and this week's Financial Focus, Smart Financial Moves to Make Before Year End. As the year winds down, it's the perfect time to make some smart moves before the calendar flips to 2026. Think of it as a financial tune-up that could help with saving money and setting you up for success in the months ahead. Here are some things to consider. Don't forget about required withdrawals. If you're 73 or older, you'll need to take your required minimum distribution from traditional retirement accounts to avoid a 25% penalty on any amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. This rule applies to some people who inherited retirement accounts, including certain Roth accounts. Use your flexible spending money. Got money sitting in a flexible spending account at work? Remember, these accounts follow a use-it-or-lose-it rule. Check with your HR department about your plan's specific deadlines for spending the money and submitting receipts. Whether it's that dental work you've been putting off or new prescription glasses you need, now's the time to use those funds before they disappear. Boost your retirement savings. Consider ramping up your pre-tax retirement contributions before year end. Not only will this help your future self, it might also reduce your current tax bill. If your workplace plan allows it, you can even set up automatic increases for next year so you don't have to remember to do it later. Share the wealth through gifting. In 2025, the current tax rules let you give family or friends up to $19,000 per person without affecting your lifetime gift tax exemption. Married couples can combine their allowances to give up to $38,000 per person. Plus, you can pay someone's tuition or medical bills directly without these payments counting against your gift limits at all. Navigate new tax changes. The recently passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act has made several tax provisions permanent, including lower individual tax rates and higher standard deductions. However, it also introduces new changes that might affect your situation. It's worth sitting down with a financial advisor or tax professional to understand how these updates impact your specific circumstances. Examine your investments. Take some time to review your investment portfolio. Ask yourself, did your investments perform as expected this year? Do they still match your goals and comfort level with risk? You might need to rebalance things to get back on track. Build up your emergency fund. It's ideal to have enough cash saved to cover 3 to 6 months of living expenses in an easily accessible account. This safety net can prevent you from having to raid your retirement savings when unexpected expenses pop up. Review your estate planning documents. This is especially important if you've had major life changes like marriage, divorce, or a new baby. Don't forget to check the beneficiary designations on all your bank and brokerage accounts, as well as life insurance policies. These often override what's written in your will. Taking care of these financial housekeeping tasks now can help you start the new year on solid ground. This is Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones with this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.